Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. A couple of accidents on the way into downtown Nashville. May slow you down just a little bit. We have a multiple vehicle accident on I-24 West at Murfreesboro Pike. That's mile marker 52. Also, we have an accident on I-24 West at I-440 East and Old Hickory Boulevard at I-65 North over in Brentwood with a fender bender causing slowdown for us. Check out a brand new, gorgeous, affordable apartment community at Ridgemont Park in Smyrna, offering a beautiful view from the balconies. Log on to RidgemontPark.com for more details or call 462-6727. I'm Randy Irvine with traffic on WGNS.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
WGNS Murfreesboro, WTVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, W270 AF Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning. It is 8:14 right now. You're tuned to WGNS. That temperature outside holding at 56 degrees. Our guest this morning is Daryl Hill from the GAP program. The GAP Community Development Resources Director is with us. Again, Daryl Hill this morning. And first of all, what does GAP stand for?
Thanks, Scott. GAP stands for God Answers Prayers.
Easy enough. And what does GAP do for our community?
GAP is a HUD-approved counseling agency. So what we do is we provide pre-purchase, we provide post-purchase, and right now what we're doing is a lot of foreclosure prevention. There are several options out there for people who may be going through the foreclosure process or just have some questions. There are a lot of people that we see who are current but can see down the line that they've used their savings and perhaps it's going to be an issue about paying their monthly payment. And there are a lot of great programs. One is a THDA administered program that has recently just changed. The assistance that one can receive if they are unemployed or underemployed through no fault of their own and have a reduction of 30% of income on the person or persons on the note. And there are some other requirements. But it's a chance that they can receive assistance up to $40,000 up to 36 months. And that is designed to help them be able to either go out and procure a job or increase their income if they have one due to reduction of their income.
Now, let's say you've got a husband and wife who were not married when they bought the home, so only one name is on the deed. But yet, over time, after they got married and everything, one of the two lost their job and they lost their income of $30,000 or more per year. Can they still qualify for this program?
Well, what has to happen is whoever's on the note will take the 30% from there. So if the wife, for example, had the home, we would be looking specifically at her income for the 30% reduction. But there are some other events that maybe we can have another option or another program for her. There is a Making Homes Affordable that is out there, and a lot of people may have heard of that, the HAMP, Home Affordable Modification Program, or the HARP, Home Affordable Refinance Program, which for those who are underwater, meaning that the unpaid balance is more than what the house will appraise for it at this time.
Now, I accidentally said if they're making $30,000 less than what they were the year before, but it's 30% less
correct
than the year before.
It's 30%, and what we would do is 30% less from what we consider an event date. And the program event can be back to January 2008 for job loss. But it also is for disability. That's a new thing that has just come online. And disability, we would look all the way back to 2000.
Now we got a date coming up here, December 31st of this year, that people who, I guess, lost their, or were in the process of losing their home back in 2009 to 2010 need to take advantage of, because the date's about to expire, and after January 1st, you won't be able to get any help, it sounds like.
Yes, that's correct. It's the Independent Foreclosure Review, and you can go to the independentforeclosurereview.com. And what it is for homeowners who between January 1st, 2009 and December 31st, 2010, that were in the foreclosure procedure. Home does not have to have been sold, but they had to be in the procedure, and they feel that there's an error, and the error caused them financial harm. Now, these we're going to direct you to a website so that you can get a review form. That review form needs to be filled out in its entirety. And once that is submitted, and it isn't to us, we're just directing people to the website. It goes to the independent auditors, and they are going to review all the documents that they're going to ask you for. And they're going to see if an error indeed was made and there was financial harm to the homeowner. Unfortunately, this program ends December 31st, 2012. So we're trying to alert as many homeowners as possible who had gone through the foreclosure proceedings from January 1st, 2009 to December 31st, 2010, and let them know there is a possibility of some type of remedy or maybe even a compensation if it is found by the independent reviews that an error occurred and it caused the homeowner financial harm.
How often does that happen? I mean, you've obviously seen cases where this has happened in the past, but is it on a regular basis?
We did have those cases, and that is what's caused some concern, and that's why they've come up with this independent review, just to see. We don't know until actually the auditors look at the paperwork where they're harmed, because it's a very stressful situation when someone goes through foreclosure, and there could have been mistakes made, not on purpose, but mistakes are made, and if a mistake did occur and caused you financial harm, there may be a remedy for you. But like I said, it does end December 31st, 2012. Please, if you were in a foreclosure process between January 1st of 2009 and December 31st of 2010, please go to independentforeclosurereview.com.
And our guest this morning again is Daryl Hill with the GAP program, and that again stands for God Answers Prayers. How did this program come about?
Well, actually, it came about with our executive director. She loves telling the story that she was in the church, and they were talking about, you know, financial literacy, and she lost her job. And she said, well, I think that is a calling for me to help others. And it, like I said, start off being financial fitness, but it has grown to pre-purchase, and has grown to post-purchase, which is also dealing with the foreclosure. And I would like to say a lot of nonprofits, that's what we were doing at first, were the pre-purchase, and now it's sort of morphed into this foreclosure since this has struck the economy. And what I would like to say also with that independent foreclosure review, if you would need some assistance or guidance, you can call GAP and we can walk you through it. We cannot fill out the document for you. You would have to do that, but we definitely can assist you on the questions and give you an understanding. And our number is 615-591-4345. That's 591-4345. And please give us a call. And if no one is there, please leave a message.
Daryl, on the literature that you gave me, it's got a number of different mortgage companies listed. Are those the only mortgage companies that are involved in this?
Yes, there are a total roughly about 25 companies that are involved. And that is specifically for this independent foreclosure review. However, we also have Making Homes Affordable, and we're also doing what's called Keep My Tennessee Home. And that's the program that's administered through THDA, and they have roughly about 200 banks. So if you are having some difficulty with your mortgage, there are a variety of options that could be available to you. They all have their different requirements. So if you need some help with that, please just give us a call and we can steer you in the right direction.
Now, you also mentioned you help with pre-purchase arrangements. What do you do?
Well, what we like to do is get people who are looking to purchase homes, and then we go through an 8-hour class. And that class walks them through from are you ready to buy a home all the way to the closing. And in that class, you can have an insurance person come in. You can have an appraiser. You can have a realtor. And the class is really designed to give that first-time home buyer a realistic picture of what it is to own a home. We all sit here and say it's great that people have the opportunity to purchase a home, but getting a home, you need to know there are a lot that comes with that. You know, we tell people all the time, if you're living in an apartment, you need to get a rate. Well, homeowners know that, but in an apartment, you might not know that you have to get a rate. You have to get a lawnmower. If the water heater breaks, you have to go and pay that. You can't call the landlord anymore. So we walk them through that entire process and let them know the product that they're getting. We find out in this foreclosure that a lot of people have no idea if they had a conventional, if they had a VA loan, if they had an FHA loan. And we don't think that you made a wise decision if you don't know what product you have, which could cause trouble.
Where is the Gap office located?
It is 129 West Folk Street in Franklin, Tennessee, 37064.
Now, even though you're in Franklin, it doesn't matter. You're here to help Rutherford County residents and residents all over the state.
Correct. And if you are a reasonable distance from us and there happens to be another agency, we will give you that option to say, hey, you know, you can just travel right down the street and receive some of this assistance as well. But if you would like to come to Gap, that's fine, because we also have a office in Columbia, and we know the state is spread out, so there could be a closer agency that does some of the same things, and you don't need to travel 2 and 3 hours if there's someone closer to you that provides the same resources.
Again, Daryl Hill is our guest this morning. He is with the GAP program. He is the Community Development Resource Director. Is that right? Am I getting that correct?
Yes, that's fine.
Sounds good. And again, the website for GAP, if somebody wants to go to that to get the phone numbers and all that, what is it?
It's gapcdr.org. And you can email me directly if you like at Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, at GAPCDR.org.
And changing topics here just a little bit, the Second Chance Outreach Ministry Family Day is coming up, and that's something that you are involved with as well. Tell us about it.
Yes, We've been involved in with Second Chance Ministries, not doing this particular item, but some other events. And we would like everyone to come out December the 15th at Siegel High School at 12 noon for Christmas dinner and, gifts for the kids. We'll set up a table there as well, and we'll have some of our foreclosure literature there. And it's going to be a good event. We invite the public to come out and just enjoy and participate.
And this special Christmas dinner, which is for the community, that's going to take place next Saturday at 12 o'clock. And that'll be at Siegel High School on Thompson Lane here in Murfreesboro. And something they're going to be doing at this community dinner is giving away gifts for kids that may not otherwise receive gifts.
Right, and just trying to spread a little Christmas joy. It is the season, and we have been blessed. A lot of us have been blessed, and there are some who may not have been blessed as much. And it's just a chance to give back to the community and let people know that, hey, things will be all right.
And I was talking to Reverend Carl Marable, I guess, last week or so, and he said that they're still in need of gifts. So toys for any age group, really. Bring them with you to the event or contact Carl ahead of time. And I don't have Carl's contact information on here. Have you got that, or can they contact you and you will then get in touch with Carl?
Yes, I don't have the Reverend's contact information, but if they would like, they can call the 615-591-4345, and we would get that information over to Carl, Reverend Carl Marable. And like I said, they are in need, still need of gifts, and please, if you have some gifts for any age, please send them.
And I did find Carl's phone number to call if you do want to help out. It is 220-9130. Again, that's 220-9130, and that is for the Second Chance Outreach Ministry Program. And definitely call if you can help out financially or provide gifts for this event, which is going to be held next Saturday at Siegel High School, again in Murfreesboro on Thompson Lane. Sounds like a fun event.
Yes. Look forward to seeing you there.
Daryl, thank you for joining us this morning. And again, give us your website for GAP if anybody has any further questions.
Okay. It is GAPCDR.org. And the phone number is 615-591-4345.
Sounds great. Thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Right now the time is 8:30. News comes your way next on WGNS.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Tennessee health officials are once again alerting patients who receive tainted steroid injections after finding that some have infections at the injection site that could lead to fungal meningitis. Tennessee Health Commissioner John Dreisner announced yesterday that since Thanksgiving, officials have identified 22 new cases of those localized infections. Two patients with injection site infections and one patient without a localized infection have showed early signs of meningitis. County health clinics are offering free vaccines.
With seasonal influenza now widespread in Tennessee, county health department clinics are offering free flu vaccines to people of all ages until supplies are depleted. The department urges all Tennesseans to get vaccinated now to help protect themselves and those around them from the virus.
TRN's Dan Idem. A Nashville television reporter has been shot and wounded in a robbery at an ATM. Erica Lathan of Fox 17 News was using an ATM around midnight when a man with a gun approached her and demanded money. Police say Lathan gave the robber the money, but then he shot her in the arm and ran away. Lathan drove herself to the hospital where she was treated for the gunshot and released. There's a new president at a Nashville university.
Fisk University has selected a college administrator from Michigan to be its next president. H. James Williams is dean of the Seidman College of Business at Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, and founder of a consulting practice.
TRN's Andrew Warren.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
A Hamilton County grand jury has declined to indict two former Chattanooga police officers who were fired over injuries to a man they arrested. The investigative panel issued a no true bill last week in the cases against Sean Emmer and Adam Cooley. The men were fired after federal inmate Adam Tatum received severe injuries to his legs, including a compound fracture. Tatum had a knife, but it was taken away from him early in the struggle with the officers. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
It's been said if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. When you shop at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, you will meet some of the very folks who are at the foundation of our local food system. Our vendors are Tennessee farmers who grow and produce the food you buy at the market. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, where you get to know your farmer and your neighbor. Come see us during our extended season held each Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. now through December 16th. We're located at the Leonardo Park Community Center at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. See you there.
Hi, this is Dave Kiveny at Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills Golf Course on Shovel Highway. Come down for your Christmas music instrument purchases. Music World and Drummer's Den's got guitars, keyboards, amps, all kinds of drums and accessories. Give a gift certificate for lessons. Fantastic deals. There's no need to do mail order when you can get as good or better prices right here locally. Hi, this is Dave Kiveny at Music World and Drummer's Den on Shovel Highway across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Right now the time, 8:34, you're listening to WGNS, and our guest now is Angie Walker, who
Good
happens
morning.
To be my wife.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
And you're going to talk about the Christmas parade.
Yes, I will.
Which you've been in the process of planning now for quite some time.
Yes.
So what goes into planning the parade? Is it torturous on you?
Torturous? No. A lot of work, yes.
By the way, our phone number, if you want to call in to ask any questions about the parade, is 893-1450. And I can imagine some of the last-minute questions like, can we still get in the parade?
No. We have to have a deadline, which was November 30th, due to the fact that we have lots and lots of entries, and it gets dark early, so we start at 2, and we have to be finished before it gets dark, because of safety issues, and if we didn't have a deadline, then the parade would go on and on and on, and we wouldn't have anybody to watch those last entries.
Do you ever have people show up and just ask to be in the parade on the day of the parade?
Yes, especially horses. Well, not the horses, they don't ask, okay. But but their owners. But that is... That will not be happening, so please don't show up on the day of the parade and ask to be in the parade.
Just laughing at the horse comment. That's kind of funny. So you have to turn people away on the day of the parade. That happens probably every year, I guess.
Yes.
And the question that we have gotten asked a lot here at the station is, can we hand out literature? Can we hand out information as we walk down the parade route? Can they do that?
No. I'd love for you to be able to give coupons or information about your organization or business, but what it turns into is trash on the ground, unfortunately, and that's a big mess for the city, and that makes the city unhappy with the Christmas parade. So if you want to continue to have a Christmas parade, then that's the rule we have to follow.
Candy is, however, okay.
Candy is great.
But no business cards attached to the candy.
Please don't do that. It'll just end up on the ground, and you've wasted your money and made trash on the ground.
Now, I got a call yesterday, and I told them it's okay to do this, so I'll tell you what I told them it's okay to do. It's a dentist office, and they want to hand out toothbrushes along the parade route, and I told them okay, so everybody can get a free toothbrush.
I'm glad you ran that past me.
Yeah, no problem.
I suppose if they hand the toothbrushes and don't throw them,
that would hurt to get hit in the head by a
toothbrush. And there would be a lot of toothbrushes laying on the ground.
Yeah. So you can get a free toothbrush.
But for for future purposes, that will not be okay.
You say no to that.
Yes.
Okay, good. what time is the parade going to take place this year?
2:00.
Same as always.
Yep. It starts at the intersection of Middle Tennessee and Main Street and goes down Main Street to the square around halfway around the square to North Walnut.
And you got a special guest this year, the Grand Marshal, somebody who is quite different than in years past. Who is it?
Colton Dixon, Murfreesboro's American Idol. We're super, super, super excited, and it's going to be fun. He will not be singing, but he will be riding in a convertible, I guess like a beauty queen or something. That
Ford of, that's kind of insulting for Colton.
No. That Ford of Murfreesboro is, I don't know if you're donating their time and their vehicle to drive him in the parade, so we appreciate that.
And all of this takes place on Sunday this year. Who are the sponsors of the parade?
Oh, gosh. I hope I don't forget one. Ford of Murfreesboro, Noon Exchange Club, Atmos Energy, Mid-South Bank, Amateur Radio Club, help me out here.
Bob Parks Auction,
yes.
They've helped out every year that I can remember.
They donate our porta potties. That sounds funny, but it's very crucial for those who are in the parade and waiting around for a couple hours for the parade to start. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, because people start getting there around 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
But don't do that.
Don't do that.
The lineup is on Alumni Drive, and entries are asked to be there, I believe, 10 o'clock. And in order to line up, it's basically first come, first serve. You just pull in. There's no numbers this year assigned to you. If you want to be judged, we should already know that. And but anyway, so what was I saying?
You were talking about the sponsors.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say we truly, truly appreciate MTSU allowing us to be on their campus, using their parking lots, their facilities, the sheriff's department coming out with their horses, the fire department's coming out and bringing their fire trucks for the kids to see. The Murfreesboro Police Department is always very vital in the parade being a success.
And this year, of special note, you've got more high school bands than ever.
Yes, we do. We have, we've always had the four big high schools here in Murfreesboro, Siegel, Blackman, Oakland, and Riverdale. The past couple of years, Eagleville has joined us, and this year, Middle Tennessee Christian School Band will be joining us. So we'll have six bands this year.
And will the bands be spaced apart pretty well? That way you'll be able to hear them independently as they walk by?
Yes, we always are sure to space them out so that you don't have two bands right beside each other.
Something else that I always find interesting are all the dance groups that participate in the parade, and they dance along the whole parade route.
Yes, they do. And that's always fun for the dancers and for the parents, of course. We just ask that those dance groups do not stop to do a dance, that they keep moving because it can hold the parade up.
You mentioned something earlier about being judged. How does the judging work for the different floats and the participants?
Each category will be designated a color, and when the judges come by, they'll know that that group is to be judged in a certain category based on their color that's in their window. And we have volunteers just from the community to judge.
And you give away trophies each year, quite a few trophies, in fact. LAK Trophy House is the one that puts all those trophies together each year.
Yes, we really appreciate their work. I have to go pick those up today, actually. Each winner will be given a trophy, and our volunteers from Mid-South Bank will walk in front of each winning entry with a banner saying which category they won and that they are the winner.
Some people really put a lot of effort into this parade, and they look forward to they think they're going to win each year, but they look forward to trying to win each year.
Yes, there are lots of groups that put hours and hours of time into their floats and their entries, and it shows, and we really appreciate that because it makes it interesting for the spectators as well.
Are there any big entries that stand out to you this year?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't seen what they've done, obviously, yet. I always enjoy the bands. They always liven up the parade. I remember last year, and I'm not sure if they've entered this year. CrossFit, they were exercising the whole parade route, so I felt kind of sorry for them throwing medicine balls around.
And they were pulling those metal sleds with their kids on the back.
Yeah.
No wheels on it, but yes. They pulled those down the street the entire way.
Yeah. The scout troops always seem to have, in my opinion, one of the best floats, because they just have all the scouts working on it and spend so much time, and they look forward to it every year. And so those are always interesting too.
Again, the annual Christmas parade takes place on Sunday at 2:00 in Murfreesboro. It'll be on East Main Street. And the Grand Marshal this year is Colton Dixon. What would you tell people as far as getting there to watch the parade? What time should they arrive to watch the parade? And where do they park?
Oh, gosh. Park where you can, where you're not blocking a street. If you are in the parade, absolutely no one will be allowed to drive on Alumni Drive on either side, unless you are actually an entry. So we ran into the problem last year of people saying, well, I'm just going to drop off my child at this float or drop off things for my float to decorate, and then leaving their car there, and it was blocking traffic. So we've just decided this year, absolutely no one gets on Alumni Drive unless that vehicle is in the parade. There's parking across Rutherford, and across from Alumni Drive, there's a large parking lot there. There's parking next to the rec center, next to the library. So there's lots of parking for over in that area. I wouldn't recommend, though, for spectators to park in those areas unless you want to park and walk down to the main parade route, which starts, like I said, at Main Street in Middle Tennessee. Because you'll miss the bands, and you'll miss a lot of the other things that do not start at Alumni Drive. So I actually told someone who asked me the very same question, what time should we get there to watch? And I said, if you can, if the weather's nice, take some camp chairs, take your lunch, kind of have a picnic on the sidewalk if you want a good spot.
Right now the time, 8:45. We've got to take a real short break. Then we'll be back after the break to wrap up the show. And we're talking about the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade, which takes place on Sunday.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We've added trout to our menu. Trout is one of those really good fish that you have, and we sprinkle it with our seasoned salt that we also have for sale for people that want to buy our seasoning salt to season at home and anything they want to use there. But we lightly sprinkle it with a seasoned salt and a little bit of garlic, and it's really good. I'd like to invite you to come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street, Demas's Restaurant.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
See a slight chance for rain in our forecast later this afternoon with highs in the middle 60s, and there is a slight chance for some more showers or thunderstorms tonight with lows of 54. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 55.
You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Affordable liability insurance from Safe Auto. For not a lot of money, you can protect yourself from your own mistakes. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO now. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
It is 8:47 right now. You're listening to WGNS. We're talking about the local Christmas parade, and our guest is Angie Walker, who is my wife. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for being your wife.
All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. This is Oakland High School calling.
and we are actually participating in the parade, we would like to know where we should meet and also what time.
Okay. Well, there's information that should have been emailed to you. I'm sorry if you didn't get that. It depends on if you're with the parade or if you're an entry that will be on Alumni Drive.
We are with the parade.
The band?
No, ma'am. This is an independent club.
Okay.
That we're supposed to be meeting. Yes.
You'll be on Alumni Drive, and you'll need to be there by 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that's what we need. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if you have any more questions, I guess call us 893-1450 throughout the day today, and we will hopefully get those questions answered for you. By the way, all the parade lineup information and the parade map is on our website, wgnsradio.com. Is everything that a person needs to know about the parade on the website?
I believe so. I think there's a couple of pieces of information there, a couple of things that you can click on, and the parade route is one of them. Information for entries who are going to be lining up on Alumni Drive, that is there also. The rules are on the website. So I believe if you go to WGNSradio.com, you'll have most of your questions answered, and if not, you can call the station.
Or send us an email today, news@WGNSradio.com, and we'll get those things answered. But again, it is too late to sign up to be in the parade this year, and if you show up on the day of the parade Sunday, you'll be turned away. You'll
be asked to be one of our fantastic spectators.
That's right. What about horses this year? We always get a lot of questions on horses. Are a lot of horses going to be in the parade?
I don't believe so. Due to cleanup issues, horses are always placed at the end of the parade with the Sheriff's Department horses.
So the horses will be at the end of the parade this year, including horse and carriages as well, which I think there's at least one who's going to be out there. At least I took a phone call on one, so.
Okay.
Sounds good. Angie Walker with us, and we've been talking about the local Christmas parade, which again is this Sunday, and that'll be at 2 o'clock. I guess that's it. That pretty much wraps it up, unless you have something else for us.
I just wanted to say to the entries, please, please, please do not throw candy.
Hand it out.
Toss it, walk along the side, and underhand toss it to the sidewalk. A couple of reasons. We don't want children running out into the street if you're tossing it from your entry and it doesn't make it to the sidewalk. That is super, super dangerous. And our insurance doesn't cover that. So, also, do not throw it overhanded. I've almost gotten pelted in the head with a Tootsie Roll Pop, and that's not a good experience. So, for everyone's safety, walk along the parade route, have people on either side tossing the candy to the sidewalk.
Sounds good. Thank you for joining us.
Everyone come out and enjoy the day.
Right now the time, 8:51. Temperature outside is at 56 degrees, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology.
Very honest, trustworthy company.
Technology can be confusing, but it's our passion.
Anything from hanging a TV on the wall to throwing a song on an iPod, he can take care of it all, so that's pretty cool.
The Tech Life, we're Murfreesboro's tech support. Visit us at thetechlife.net.
Right now the time, 8:51. Well, today is also December the 7th. Now, what that means is today was the day that the attack on Pearl Harbor occurred. And back in 1941, 71 years ago, 353 Japanese air fighters, bombers, and torpedo planes, and all of them together, had a heavy military attack. And of course, that was on a naval base in Hawaii, Pearl Harbor, back in, again, 41. And during that time, 2,402 Americans were killed and 1,282 were injured. Japanese losses were very light, only 65 killed and only one captured in 1941. Now, there is a famous speech that took place the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. That speech was made by President Roosevelt. And we're going to play that speech for you right now. This was, again, from 1941, the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Here is, again, President Roosevelt from that day back in 1941. You're listening to WGNS. Stay with us.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. no matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and
the Tennessee crime roller coaster. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Governor Bill Haslam says that while the crime rate is showing an overall decline in Tennessee, instances of aggravated assault, prescription drug abuse, and domestic violence remain a major concern for his administration. The governor said at a meeting of more than 400 public safety officials in Nashville on Thursday, domestic violence accounts for about half of all crimes committed in the state each year. Governor introduced and signed into law a measure to require mandatory jail time for repeat convictions for domestic violence, but the governor said it's too soon to tell if the change has made a significant difference. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kestner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. For more than 20 years, Dr. Mark Kestner's helped thousands of your friends and neighbors find relief from pain. For a free consultation, call 895-1253. Public certainly got every chance to be heard at the December 6th meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council over the course of an impressive 8 public hearings. The result? Nobody said anything, not a single public speaker. 2 more public hearings were also scheduled to annex 12.3 acres along Highway 231 and zone 10.6 acres of those to commercial district. The hearings are now slated for January 10th.